There was once a very wealthy Jew in the time, the end of the second Beit HaMikdash, whose name was Nakdimon Ben Gurion. And Nakdimon was his nickname.
Bully.
Nakdimon Ben Gurion. Now, here in Israel, we have the winter months when it rains, and the summer months when it's dry. So, the Yom Tov of Sukkot was approaching, and we know Sukkot is one of the three regalim. It is one of the three yamim tovim when we have a mitzvah to be ole regel, to go up and bring a korban chagiga shalosh pamim bashana yera'echol zechurecha. Three times a year we have a mitzvah to go up and be seen before Hashem. We have a mitzvah to go up and bring a korbanot of celebration. And these three festivals, Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot, are called the three regalim. And each one has its special mitzvah. On Pesach, we know we have the Korban Pesach. We know we eat matzah together with the Korban Pesach. On Shavuos, we have the special Korban, that's the Shtei Alechem. And on Sukkot, we know that we have the special Korbanot. We bring Korbanot about the nations of the earth, and we ask that there should be a year of plenty, a year of rain. The rainy season begins approximately Sukkot time, a little bit after Sukkot, and we have the mitzvah of shaking lulav and etrog and the four minim. In the Beit HaMikdash we have a mitzvah to do it 7 days, and outside the Beit HaMikdash we do it 7 days in commemoration of the Beit HaMikdash. Really, outside the Beit HaMikdash the Torah only says to do it 1 day. The other days the rabbis instituted as a commemoration of what was done in the Beit HaMikdash. So the Yom Tov of Sukkot was approaching, and thousands of Jews were going up to the Beit HaMikdash to join in the festivities and the celebration of Sukkot. And it had been a year of drought, a year when there wasn't rain, and as they were approaching Jerusalem, there was a shortage of water. So the people are coming, and the Yom Tov of Sukkot is called a Chag, and we have a special mitzvah, v'samachta b'chagecha, to be happy on the festivals. Every person is supposed to buy special treats for their children, for their wife, for themselves. The person is supposed to be happy on the Yom Tov. And how happy could the Jews be if they don't have water? They don't have what to drink. So Nakdimon Ben Gurion saw the problem. And again, this was the period towards the end of the second Beit HaMikdash, when the Romans were in charge of the land of Israel. And even though they hadn't yet taken control, but there was still a very strong Roman presence. So Nakdimon went to a wealthy Roman individual and said to him, "You have 12 huge pits of water which are connected to streams, and I would like to purchase those 12 pits of water from you. The Jews are all coming up to Jerusalem, and your 12 sources of water are excellent sources for the Jews in Jerusalem. Please let us have from the water." And the Romans said, "I'm not going to give the water for free." So when Nakdimon saw that he had no choice, so Nakdimon offered him, he said like this, "Here's the deal, we'll set a day, and if by that day your springs aren't completely filled, your pits aren't completely filled with water, I will give you a bar of gold, a huge bar of gold for each pit of water." And the Roman thought to himself, he said, the rain season is just beginning. So far, it's been a very dry year. Last year was a very dry year. What are the odds that he'll be able to refill my pits by that date? He said, sure. It's a sure win. Even if it rains, for it to rain enough to fill those pits, you could have those pits. They agree on the deal. And so Nakdimon Ben Gurion purchases water for all of the Jews. Think there are thousands of Jews coming up to the Beit HaMikdash, and Nakdimon Ben Gurion has just signed into a deal to purchase enough water for thousands of Jews coming up to the Beit HaMikdash. And you can understand that year the Jews rejoiced in Sukkot and were able to have a real festival thanks to what Nakdimon had done. Sukkot came and passed, and as the due date approached, there had been no rain. Not a cloud in the sky. Beautiful sunny days, but no rain. And aside from the general shortage of water that plagued the Jewish people at the time, Nakdimon himself was personally obligated to pay off all that water that he had bought. And the Roman was so happy, he was going to make so much money off that water. As the date approached, he called up his friends and said to them, on this day I'm going to make so much money off the Jew Nakdimon, I'm making a special party. And when the day came, he sent a messenger to Nakdimon and he said, the day has come, either give me my pits filled with water or give me my bars of gold. And Nakdimon calmly replied to the messenger. He said, the day isn't over yet. I don't yet have to pay. And the messenger came back to the Roman, and the Roman laughed. He said, what does he mean? All year long there hasn't been rain. Today is a beautiful sunny day. Let him pay up. Fine, the day isn't over yet. Noontime comes, and the sun is beating down, and the Roman sends his messenger to Nakdimon, and he says, pay for the water you took. And Nakdimon tells the messenger, the day isn't over yet. I don't owe him the money yet. And so the messenger comes back to the Roman, and the Roman laughs and says, okay, his guests are on their way, he's going to have a huge party. And he goes to the bathhouse. In those days they didn't have personal baths and showers at home. He goes to the public bathhouse to prepare himself for the party. He goes and he bathes, and Nakdimon goes up to the Beit HaMikdash. Nakdimon enters the Beit HaMikdash and he starts praying. And he says, Ribono Shel Olam, Galui V'Yadua Lefanecha, it is revealed and known before you that I didn't enter this deal for my honor or the honor of my family, my father's house. I did this for your honor. You gave us a mitzvah of the Yom Tov of Sukkot, and I wanted to honor you that the Jews rejoice on this day. Please, Hashem, help me out. Nakdimon is standing in prayer in the Beit HaMikdash, and the sky swiftly becomes overcast, clouds fill the sky, and rain starts pouring down. When Nakdimon leaves the Beit HaMikdash, it has rained so much that all the pits are filled with water. And as Nakdimon is coming out of the Beit HaMikdash on his way home, the Roman comes out of the bathhouse. He didn't go prepared for the rain, he didn't take his umbrella, and he's caught in the downpours. And he can't believe that it's rained. How could it be that it's rained like that? Such a dark day. Only an hour ago when he entered the bathhouse, it had been sunny. He sees Nakdimon. And Nakdimon looks at him and says, okay, you have your water back. And the Roman looks at Nakdimon and he says, I know, just like you, I know that this rain came in your merit. I know that your God brought this rain to save you. But it's dark. The rain came into the pits when they were mine again. You still owe me the money. I'm going to take you to court because who said that the rain fell during the daytime? Right now it's dark. Look at how dark it is. I say that the day ended and you did not give me back my water. You have to pay me the gold bars. Nakdimon turned around and went back up to the Beit HaMikdash and started davening again. And again he said, Ribono Shel Olam, help me out. It's for the sanctification of your name. You made it rain, now help me out and make it clear that the rain came during the daytime. And when Nakdimon came out of the Beit HaMikdash, the clouds broke up and rays of light were seen between the clouds coming down. Everyone saw that it was still daytime. And so Nakdimon was saved. He had paid back the Roman. He had gotten the water for the Jewish people. And Hashem had helped him out. In the last moment, Hashem had ensured that he wouldn't be hurt by the good deed that he had done on behalf of the Jewish people. And that's why he got the nickname Nakdimon Shenakdalo Chama. The sun, so to speak, did what Nakdimon needed. When he needed, the sun came back out just for him, so that the Roman would see that the day hadn't yet passed and Nakdimon wouldn't have to pay.